The pressure of truth in America. No sooner, however, had America gone out from its father's house and established its own house more or less securely after countless tribulations than the pressure of truth was felt even stronger than ever. There is no point where this pressure can stop until perfection is attained. And so there was no peace for the Pilgrim Fathers. There appeared the pressure not only of the countless internal disturbances, but there was the outside pressure, such as taxation without representation, which finally culminated in what has been called the American Revolution. Then there followed the next effort to come out from among them and be ye separate. In the beginning, the states had drawn up an agreement of perpetual union founded on mutual respect and recognition of each one's rights for the good of all. This was symbolical of man's perpetual oneness with principle. But the question of slavery in the country had grown and increased, and with it there was the inevitable opposition to the evil. Is it not true that whatever enslaves in the slightest degree never rests satisfied, but always works for greater control, greater bondage? So it was with what appeared as human slavery in America. Its advocates were not satisfied, but wanted, in spite of opposition, continual extension. Little by little, there arose the demand to spread and extend slavery with an insistence on states' rights in regard to this. The slavery question, however, was really insignificant in one sense of the word. The question of deep moment was, if states could demand freedom to extend slavery into other states and territories, and make their demand good in spite of the opposition of the other states, would it not end by bringing about a dissolution or destruction of the Union? From the very arrival of the Pilgrims, in all the disasters that had befallen them, had it not really been the effort of evil to destroy the Union of States, which typified the Union of principle and idea? President Lincoln was not in the least deceived about what was operating or what evil was trying to accomplish. For you remember his statement as given by Lord Charnwood, page 322 in his Abraham Lincoln. My paramount object in this struggle is to save the Union. If I could save the Union without freeing any slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing all the slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that. I shall do less whenever I shall believe what I am doing hurts the cause. And I shall do more whenever I shall believe doing more helps the cause. In other words, Lincoln saw that the vital question was the Union, and that if that Union could be destroyed and the states be divided, then liberty would perish from the earth. The founding of America was the culmination of all that had gone before in the going out from matter to mind and the bringing to light of man's oneness with God, and the government of God as supreme. There is no liberty with matter as the basis of being, for matter self-evidently is finiteness, limitation. Do not fail to keep all persons out of your analysis, or you cannot understand mind. If your thought is fixed on personality in the slightest, it is not only in danger of losing principle, but inevitably will lose it. This cannot be more strongly stated than it is by Mrs. Eddy in Miscellaneous Writings. Remember, it is personality and the sense of personality in God or in man that limits man. Again, I repeat, person is not in the question of Christian Science. Principle instead of person is next to our hearts, on our lips, and in our lives. All warfare is impersonal. It is the warfare between truth and error, not between persons. Although it appears as persons, follow the line of light impersonally through to the last Adam, who was the quickening spirit. The Civil War then had nothing primarily to do with slavery. Lincoln was not concerned about slavery, as he plainly showed in his statement. His real purpose was to save the Union. The Civil War purified the whole nation and placed it upon a basis of oneness which could never again be interfered with. Union means oneness, and oneness can only be with mind. Every doubt or question about this had to be fought out before the final impersonal appearing of the Christ could come. Rest assured that God in his wisdom will test all mankind on all questions, and then, if found faithful, he will deliver us from temptation and show us the powerlessness of evil, even its utter nothingness.